This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to Thomas Crown's podcast, Say No to Cigarettes. I have to agree that anybody who doesn't smoke should not start. Anybody who is smoking should stop. I wrote a thread in the medical conspiracies several months ago about cigarettes being the biggest conspiracy, you know, in the medical community. The tobacco company is the biggest drug dealers in the world. I mean, if you use, I heard somebody, I think it was Peter Jennings, say that if you use cigarettes the way they are intended, they will kill you. They are the only product legally for sale that if you use them as they are intended to be used, they will kill you. My idea on the broadcast, in the thread that I put up, it wasn't that they should stop selling cigarettes. I said they should just regulate nicotine. You could sell all the cigarettes you want all day long as those cigarettes did not contain nicotine. They have made cigarettes that are nicotine-free. You know, I searched the web and put up links for it. They have cigarettes out there. You know, they've proven they can do it. They can make cigarettes that do not contain nicotine. And if they regulated nicotine, put it under the FDA control, then that would pretty much solve the problem. Because nobody, if the cigarette does not have any nicotine in it, people are not going to wake up in the middle of the night, drive down to the store to buy a pack of nicotine-free cigarettes. It's just not going to happen. Oh, now then again, I think of the old philosopher from Arkansas, Opie Reed, who says, "A man with no vices has nothing to lose by dying." And, you know, I think smoking is probably one of my few vices. I've been smoking two packs a day since as long as I can remember. I started when I was 12. Back when I was a child, 12 years old, you know, had 50 cents, you walk in the store, you slap it on the counter and say, "Give me a pack of Marlboro Red," and they give you a pack of Marlboro Red. There was no questions asked. There was none of this, "Show me some ID, you know, you got to be 18 to buy cigarettes." Not back then. This is early 70s. And I know what you mean about throwing butts out the window. I don't throw cigarette butts out the window. I suppose the main reason for that is if a cop sees you, it's a $100 fine. Yep. Keep them cigarette butts inside the car. Oh, and I don't know. It's like they're waging a virtual war against smokers these days anyway. Here in my hometown of Fayetteville, you cannot smoke indoors anywhere except your own home or in your car. If you go to work, you cannot smoke inside the building. I don't care what building it is. I don't care if it's your own private office. No smoking inside any store, any restaurant. If you're in a hospital, you have to go completely off the hospital's property. You can't even smoke on their property. You got to walk half a mile down to the highway and cross it. So, yes, there is a war being waged against smoking. And it does feel kind of odd since so many people are cutting out. And then, you know, there you are standing outside with all the other smokers. I refer to them as a pack of smokers. You know, I guess you got a gaggle of geese or a murder of crows. Those people out there huddled in the cold and everything are a pack of smokers. But, yeah, as bad as it's getting, I'm going to have to quit. I admit it. I think about that. You know, I would immediately give myself a raise of about $50 to $60 a week if I stopped smoking. Because that's probably how much I spend on cigarettes. Two packs a day at, right now my cigarettes are about $370 a pack. So I mean, I would save a small fortune. Oh, hell. You know, but then I'd have to find another vice. I gotta have at least some vice. The internet doesn't count. The internet's a love. That's not a vice. Let's see. I don't do drugs. Can't handle them. I'm too old for that. I don't drink. You know. Well, if I drink beer, I'm great. I'm great with beer. But anything stronger than a beer, yeah. You just, you know, one or two drinks and you're drunk or buzzed, and it's no. I can't handle that either. You know, yeah, I'll take up steady beer drinking. That's what I'll do. Give up cigarettes and start buying beer. My lungs will survive, but my liver will set off the metal detector at the airport. Still, this was a good message. It was a good message. Everybody needs to stop, including myself, you know. I say that because I know it. I'm not trying to be a hypocrite by putting, I'm not putting anybody down for smoking. I'm just, I do believe it should be stopped. It needs to be stopped. It's, you know, in this day and age, there's no point in something like that being even being legal. Nicotine, as addictive as it is, should be controlled. Sell cigarettes, but you can't sell as long as they don't have nicotine in them. That's my thoughts on the subject. Love and light to each of you, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi signing out.